Welcome to Context, a podcast about the history behind current events in the Middle East. I'm Becky Nyman. The history will be provided through classroom recordings of my late father, historian Dr. David Nyman. This week's episode, Paris, still burning. The terrorist attacks that occurred in Paris this month will most likely result in an increase of Jewish immigration to Israel. 7,000 French Jews moved to Israel last year, with more expected in 2015. So there clearly is a connection between anti-Jewish hatred on the continent of Europe and the Jewish resettlement of the State of Israel. What is interesting is that the phenomenon of Jews returning to Israel began hundreds of years ago, well before the modern Zionist movement. The Land of Israel has had an unbroken Jewish presence for millennia. Small populations of Jews survived after the destruction of the Second Temple. But it wasn't until a political vacuum was created by the collapse of the Crusader kingdoms in the 13th century that the Jewish communities started to grow. The driving force was the increase in anti-Jewish agitation in Europe. The following audio segment deals with one of the most dramatic and destructive flare-ups of anti-Jewish hatred in medieval Europe, the Great Bonfire of Paris.
Now, something that began in France and in Spain, and it was urged on by these Jewish converts to Christianity, was that the church should stage debates between Christians and Jews. Disputations, they're called. Debates on the truth of faith. And the debates were to prove, through Jewish literature and quotations from the Talmud, that Jesus was predicted by the Bible, by the prophets, and that Jesus is the true Messiah and the true incarnation of God and so on. All of the arguments of Christianity against Judaism, these were to be argued in public. Public disputations. Well, one of the famous disputations was held in Paris in the middle of the 13th century, around 1260, led by Rabbi Yechiel of Paris, who was one of the great scholars of the time. Rabbi Yechiel of Paris had a school, and students came from all over. They came from Germany and from northern Italy and other places to study. And he was challenged by some Jewish converts leading the Dominican and Franciscan friars to dispute, to hold a public debate on the virtues of Christianity and Judaism. You see, the debate was carried on in public, and the emotions of the crowds were aroused, and the end of the disputation led to riots against the Jews, and other things, atrocities were committed, including, eventually, one of the greatest destructions and atrocities of the Jewish people, and that was the Great Bonfire of Paris, which took place in 1263. The Christian brothers urged the church and King Louis of France, Louis IX, that they must destroy all Jewish literature because Jewish literature is filled with insults to Christianity, especially the Talmud. And eventually, after this propaganda was going on, King Louis IX authorized that. Yes, we will destroy Jewish libraries. And so they went around Paris and neighboring towns, and they simply went into synagogues and private homes and Jewish libraries and community centers, and they gathered together all the books they could get their hands on. Remember, this is 1263. Every book is a manuscript. They gathered together 24 carloads filled with books, filled with manuscripts. I think every copy of the Talmud they could get their hands on. And by the way, Louis IX said, yes, all Jewish books except the Bible. Well, I don't think they stopped to distinguish between a Bible in Hebrew and another book in Hebrew. 24 carloads were gathered together and brought to the great central plaza of Paris, I believe it was Place de la Concorde, and they lit the fire, and the great bonfire of Paris went up, and these 24 carloads of Jewish books went up in flames. Now, the Great Bonfire of Paris was, of course, a tremendous destruction, a horrible event for the Jewish people. There was a young student from Germany, Rabbi Meir of Rutenberg, who was then 17 years old at the time, and he wrote a poem lamenting the destruction of the holy books of Judaism. And in the services for Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, when we lament the destruction of the first and the second temple. That poem is included among the poetry of the lamentations for the destructions of the temples. Rabbi Meir of Rutenberg went on to become one of the leading scholars of the Jews of Germany some decades later.
Following the Disputation of Paris, a great debate was organized in Spain between Pablo Cristiani, a Jewish convert to Catholicism, and Rabbi Moshe Ben Nachman, a renowned Jewish scholar. The Disputation of Barcelona was held in the year 1263. Following the event, Rabbi Nachman moved to Jerusalem and founded a yeshiva.
The Disputation in Paris inspired a Jewish convert to Christianity who took the name Pablo Cristiani, Paul the Christian, same name that Saul did when he became St. Paul. This Spanish Jew became very virulently anti-Jewish, and he encouraged the Dominican brothers to challenge the Jews to a public debate, as they did in Paris. This fellow, Pablo Cristiani, also told them, he said, I'm a Talmud scholar, I really know my Judaism. And so when we challenge the Jews, let's challenge Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman of Gerona, who is the greatest scholar in the Jewish world at the time. This was 1263. And they said, well, let's make it a big affair. And King James of Aragon, who was the king at the time, of Catalunya, that's the northeastern part of Spain, was asked to be the moderator. And so they said that he should invite this Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman to defend the Jewish position, and Pablo Cristiani and the monks and their theologians would be on the other side. So the king sent out invitations. Well, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, who is one of the greatest Jewish scholars in history and wrote commentaries on the Bible and on the Talmud, he was the kind of a person Jews from all over would send him questions to answer questions on Jewish law. And he was a great scholar. So he got the invitation to come and defend Judaism. Well, he wrote a letter to the king and said, I'm not going to put myself in a position where Judaism is going to be insulted and I'll have to keep my tongue. He said, if I come, and I will only come under these conditions, I must have absolute freedom of speech, say whatever I want, and don't restrict my statements. Well, the king said, oh, of course. And he was not only well known in the Jewish community, Christians respected him. They knew he was a great scholar. So the king assured him of that. And then the disputation took place. It lasted from July 20th to August 10th, 1263, in the Grand Plaza of Barcelona. July 20th to August 10th, 1263. That was the great disputation in Barcelona. We have an almost complete record of it in Latin. The debate took place in Latin, by the way. We also have Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman's record in Hebrew. He wrote a book called Sefer Milchamot Hashem, which means the Book of the Wars of the Lord, in which he gave his account of what took place there. The points of view are not exactly the same. You know, each one saw the things in his own way. But we have an almost full record of the debate. Now, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, who is fluent in Spanish and in Catalonian Latin, as well as Hebrew, Jewish, Aramaic, and Arabic, when it started, it's interesting, King James I said, this is a disputation. We're going to hear arguments on Christianity and on Judaism. It's going to be a free and fair and open debate, and everyone is free to express himself. And I warn you, the whole population of this city and this state, that this will not be a prelude to riots against the Jews. I will not permit it. Anyone who dares to attack the Jews will be severely punished. You are all my subjects. And then the debate started. Moshe ben Nachman wouldn't restrain himself at all. And all the arguments put against him, he just lashed back at them, stated the Jewish position, and showed how the Christian interpretation of the Bible is wrong, and that there is nothing in biblical literature or in any Jewish literature that could possibly assert or confirm the idea that God incarnated and became a human being, And there's no possibility in Jewish thought and in biblical statement or in prophetic statement that a man would appear who would be the Messiah and then he would be killed and then he'd come back to life or go back to heaven to sit at the right hand of God. This is absolutely Christian imagination. I mean, he made very strong statements. And then talking about the Messiah was very interesting what he said, because Moses Maimonides and Moshe ben Nachman, and Moses Maimonides lived from 1135 to 1204, the end of the 12th century. Moshe ben Nachman was around 1260, and that would be the 13th century. About 150 years later than Maimonides, they both had the same attitude on the meaning of the term Mashiach, Messiah. So Moshe ben Nachman in the debate said, we believe that the Mashiach, the Messiah of the Jews, will be a person who will lead the Jewish people to independence and freedom in the land of Israel, and will establish the Jews as an independent people, not subject to any foreign nation or any foreign power. And the Messiah, we hope, will live to a ripe old age and govern the Jewish people. And then he will die, as all human beings die. As I will die, and Your Majesty, you also will die at a certain point. Because all human beings live and die, and nobody comes back to life. That's a very strong statement to make in a debate like that. In any event, the debate lasted more than 20 days. Anyway, when the debate was concluded, the king made his final statement and said, obviously Christianity is the true faith, and that has been proven by the arguments of the Christian theologians, and I have the greatest respect for the leadership of the Jewish community, and especially for this rabbi who represented them. And he said, and now you're all going to go home in peace. There's going to be no rioting here, and no attacks on my Jewish subjects. And then he turned to the Jews and asked them for permission to come and speak in the synagogue, which he did on the Sabbath. He came and spoke in the synagogue and once again reassured the Jews, as long as he is king, that they will be under his protection. But then he told Rabbi Moses the next day or sometime after, he said, look, the way you spoke, with all due respect, the Christians are so angry, they're so incensed, he says, I don't think I can protect you. He said, they're out to get you. So Moshe ben Nachman decided, well, it's time for me to go. And so he left Spain, and he went to the land of Israel, which was a country that had been wrecked by crusaders and the Muslims who drove out the crusaders. But he found a place in Jerusalem, and he started a synagogue, and he started a school, and he began to revive Jewish life in Israel. Around, it was 1263 of the debates, I suppose he arrived there a year later. But it's interesting how these disputations were conducted. But even though the disputation in Barcelona ended without violence, it was just the prelude, because later on this continued. And one interesting thing, they always attacked the city archives and burned the records. You know what that means? Any record of indebtedness was there. After all, if you borrowed money, there was a promissory note, or a kind of note of indebtedness. These were burned, so now nobody can claim anything. They burned the city records, they burned the records of debts, and they eventually, about 30 years after the disputation in Barcelona, they massacred the whole Jewish community of Barcelona, and the neighboring communities as well. So you have peasant attacks on Gerona, which was the city where Rabbi Moses came from, massacre of the Jews, and then, of course, mass conversions took place. So mass conversions of Spanish Jews to Catholicism took place, and many of them, of course, remained Catholics, and their children, their grandchildren, and so on. The Jews served a very useful and vital purpose in the economy of the country. Not only the kings, but the aristocracy tried to protect the Jews for the same reason. It was from aristocratic families that the hierarchy came out. In other words, the bishops were usually from aristocratic families. Parish priests were from the poor people. And the bishops frequently allied with the kings to protect the Jews, but the mass uprising was just too strong. And by 1390, all Jewish communities in Catalonia were destroyed. Jewish property was always confiscated by the king. There were some good kings. There was a good King John of Catalonia, and he cooperated and tried to help the Jews, but when it became a situation where he couldn't assert his power, then of course massacres continued against the Jews.
That was Dr. David Nyman on the Bonfire of Paris and the Disputation of Barcelona. Thank you for listening to Context, the podcast. You can follow the Context blog on the Times of Israel website, join the Dr. David Nyman Google Plus circle, and follow Dr. David Nyman on Twitter, where I'll update you on all the latest audio and video from Dr. David Nyman, my father, the man who could put it all in perspective.